Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're reflecting on a reading from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 20 through 39. Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and had the prophets assemble on Mount Carmel. Elijah appealed to all the people and said, "How long will you straddle the issue? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal, follow him." The people, however, did not answer him. So Elijah said to the people, "I am the only surviving prophet of the Lord, and there are 450 prophets of Baal. Give us two young bulls. Let them choose one, cut it into pieces and place it on the wood, but start no fire. I shall prepare the other and place it on the wood, but shall start no fire. You shall call on your gods, and I call on the Lord. The God who answers with fire is God." All the people answered, "Agreed." Elijah then said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one young bull and prepare it first, for there are more of you. Call upon your gods, but do not start the fire." Taking the young bull that was turned over to them, they prepared it and called on Baal from morning to noon, saying, "Answer us, Baal." But there was no sound and no one answering. And they hopped around the altar they had prepared. When it was noon, Elijah taunted them, "Call louder, for he is a god and may be meditating. Or may he have retired, or may be on a journey. Perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened." They called out louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until blood gushed over them. Noon passed, and they remained in a prophetic state until the time of offering sacrifice. But there was not a sound. No one answered, and no one was listening. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here." When the people had done so, he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been destroyed. He took 12 stones for the number of tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the Lord had said, "Your name shall be Israel." He built an altar in honor of the Lord with the stones and made a trench around the altar, large enough for 2 measures of grain. When he had arranged the wood, he cut up the young bull and laid it on the wood. "Fill 4 jars with water," he said, "and pour it over the burnt offering and over the wood." "Do it again," he said, and they did it again. "Do it a third time," he said, and they did it a third time. Water flowed around the altar, and the trench was filled with water. At the time of the offering sacrifice, the prophet Elijah came forward and said, "Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all of these things by your command. Answer me, Lord. Answer me that this people may know that you are Lord, our God, and that you have brought them back to their senses." The Lord's fire came down and consumed the burnt offering, wood, stones, and dust, and it lapped up the water in the trench. Seeing this, all the people fell prostrate and said, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." When reflecting on this scripture, I am often amazed on the confidence of Elijah, that Elijah was so confident that God would pull through that he put everything on the line. He basically surrendered Israel's fate into God's hands. He surrendered his own fate into God's hands, really. And just to show how confident he was, he's boasting on how great his God is. He's boasting that how great his God is, and actually is making a mockery of the other gods that that the other prophets are trying to appeal to. That he's saying that maybe he's asleep, maybe he's away on a journey, or maybe he's meditating. Maybe you have to be a little bit louder for him to hear you. And we know that that's not how God is. We know that's not how our God is, that our God is always listening. He's always there. And Elijah just placed such a confidence in him that when he shows up, I bet he had the biggest grin on his face. That I bet when he shows up and the Lord's fire falls upon the sacrifice, that Elijah just had the biggest smile on his face. And I'm often reminded of little kids talking about their own dads at a playground, and how like, "My dad's better than your dad. My dad can mow the lawn really well," or something silly like that, where someone may be gloating on how good their dad is. And it's weird when the dad has to like follow through almost that, like the dad has to provide a witness to that he can actually do these things so that his kid knows that what he said is true. And Elijah's kind of the same way here, that he steps in and he says that God can do all these different things, and then God does it. That God is the God of Israel. That God fell upon his sacrifice. That God fell upon his sacrifice with fire and lapped up all the water. I think that's the even crazier part, is that all the water was gone. And so as we reflecting on this passage, it's good to follow the model that Elijah had on being confident that God will always provide for all of our needs. This has been a scripture reflection on 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 20 through 39. Again, my name is Jack Parker. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.